South African church activist Itani Raslanavo was detained and then deported by Israeli authorities last week en route to the occupied Palestinian territories. Itani Raslanavo was traveling to Palestine to join the Christian Peacemakers Team, the CPT, an organization conducting human rights work in various countries, including in the occupied Palestinian territories. However, he was detained by Israeli authorities at the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv upon arrival, subjected to various strip searches, interrogations, and ultimately deported back to South Africa, and we speak with Itani. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
Well, thank you for joining us. What was the purpose of your trip to the occupied Palestinian territories?
This was going to be the third time that I go to the West Bank, mainly for humanitarian work, mainly protective presence. What we do is providing protective presence to those Palestinians that have to walk past checkpoints, have to walk through checkpoints, have to walk past settlements, and those that work on their fields that are close to settlements. By just being present as internationals, that is, it has proven that we have reduced the number of attacks towards those Palestinians. Apart from that, we do document what is happening in instances where our presence does not help. We do document that for the purposes of sharing that with the rest of the world, as well as organizations such as UNICEF, the Red Cross, and others. In instances of demolitions, for instance, we work with different organizations, we coordinate with different organizations to provide as much help as possible where we can. And mainly coming back home, it is for advocacy work, providing advocacy work in different countries that we go back to.
Yes, so take us through what exactly transpired. What happened on arrival at the Israeli airport this time around?
This time around, I was asked while I was on the passport check queue. I was pulled aside, which is normal. It's common practice in airports. I was asked, what do I want? How long am I staying? Have I visited before? I said yes. Just after saying yes, I was told to come to the side. Going that side, I was told to get inside a room. So getting inside that room, with no information, bear in mind that all this time, all this that is happening, I'm not being informed as to what is happening and what is to happen next. Put inside a room. After some couple of hours, I was taken for first interrogation as to what am I doing again, my parents and grandparents' names, and then asked about BDS, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't respond positively for the first time. The first questions, I didn't respond until he referred to a tweet. That's when I knew that they put information on me. He said, your tweet says that you would die for Palestinians. I said, yes, I said I would die for Palestinians, but if you read further, I said I would also die for an Israeli who's being attacked unfairly. That is exactly what I said. Then I was told to get out of the room, went for strip search. All this time, I'm not told what is happening. I'm just being escorted, follow me. I follow somebody I put inside the room, told to take off my clothes, submit my bags. They get stripped, searched, and then brought back. I have to put back my stuff inside the bag. After that, I went back to the very same room where I went for the first time, stayed there for a couple of minutes, and then for about an hour. Then I was taken, I was asked by somebody to follow him. I followed him, went out of the airport to some bag site. Get inside the car, police car, get driven to a detention center. All this time I'm not being informed, I repeat. Nothing, no information, none whatsoever. Get put inside the cell, just left there. Coffee was brought with hot dogs. We ate because I was with a couple of Ukrainians. Taken out, taken back to the same room. When I go to the same room, I found people that I had found inside the room, and some of them arrived while I was in that initial room. And at that time, there was an Arabic lady who started speaking. She's from Ramallah. Her name is Rania. She said she's used to that as a Palestinian because every time they come there, they spend about 6 hours. This was also confirmed by the ambassador of Palestine in South Africa, that they spend about 6 hours at Ben-Gurion as long as they're Palestinians. The same applies to other Arabs. Not only myself and Arabs were there. It was Africans, it was Arabs, it was people from Eastern Europe, Ukrainians, Russians, Belarus, etc., as well as young males and females who are traveling alone, you know.
At any point, did you fear that you may be arrested?
I had that fear because I didn't know what was going on. You know, you go to a worst case scenario, you know, just thinking about what happened to Palestinians, having spent around them, and Now I'm just being driven around without being given any information, knowing that there are Palestinians who have served more than 3 years without knowing why they are arrested. Anything could happen. You see, so I did have fear that I could be arrested.
Yes, so I can imagine this must have been a terrible ordeal overall. When you reflect on it, you know, what are the thoughts, what are the emotions that come to mind?
The first thing that came to mind, my brother, is how would a person who had never expected this feel being treated in this particular way? I'm fortunate that I had spent time in the West Bank, had met with Palestinians and other people, other activists and other people that had went through the same ordeal as I did. So I had the idea in my head. Regardless of that, it was still traumatizing. It was still traumatizing because you don't know what is going to happen next. You don't know where you're being taken. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Nobody knows what is happening to you because there's no space for you to communicate with anyone. You know, I don't know where I'm going. So it was really, it was a horrible experience. But the most terrifying was that thought was that of a person who doesn't know what is happening, being traumatized in that particular fashion, how they are going to live for the rest of their life after being treated in that particular fashion. And it gave me the idea of what political prisoners from the West Bank and Gaza are going through.
Yes, that's what they've got to endure on a daily basis. Will you try to visit Palestine again? Okay, so that gave us insight into Itani Raslanov's visit to the occupied territories. It was his third visit, and this time round, one tweet got him in trouble. So that is what prevented him from being granted access.